This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into, well, what can feel like a bit of a black box for many businesses, Google Ads metrics.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not just about, you know, throwing money out there. It's really about making every single dollar bring back some real measurable value.
Absolutely. Efficiency is key.
And we're pulling our insights today directly from a really great article. It's called Google Ads Metrics You Should Monitor Today by Clark Mago.
Good source.
Our mission. Pretty simple. Let's demystify these key metrics, show you what they actually mean for your bottom line, and give you some strategic ways to leverage them for maximum ROI.
Right.
Because really, for any growth-focused leader who cares about efficiency and results, knowing which Google Ads metrics to master, well, that can make all the difference. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, we're swimming in data these days. The temptation is just track everything.
Totally. Data overload.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like Clark Mago points out, the real power isn't in tracking all the metrics Google gives you. It's about being strategic.
Strategic focus. Uh-huh. Focusing on the right ones. The ones that actually align with your business goals. It's about being, like, surgical with your ad spend.
Surgical. I like that. Cutting through the noise.
Precisely. Finding what truly matters for you.
That's such a crucial distinction, isn't it? Intelligence over just sheer volume of data.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's kick things off with maybe the most visible metric. Click-through rate, or CTR. Sounds simple, but what does it really tell us?
Well, CTR, it's just the percentage of people who click your ad after they see it. The basic formula is, you know, clicks divided by impressions times 100.
Okay, standard stuff.
But its real significance, like the article highlights, is what it signals about relevance, a high CTR. That usually means your ad copy you're targeting.
Yeah.
It's working. It's resonating.
It's hitting the mark.
Exactly. But a low CTR, that's a red flag. It suggests your ads aren't relevant or maybe just not engaging enough for that audience.
So it's more than just clicks. It's about the quality of the match between the ad and the searcher.
Precisely. Relevance is key. So if someone's looking at their dashboard and sees a low CTR, what's the actionable advice? How can they improve it?
Good question. The article stresses testing, obviously. But not just random testing.
Right.
A/B test, different headlines, different descriptions, different calls to action. See what language really connects.
Like benefit-driven versus problem-solving.
Exactly, that kind of testing. And also, really digging into ad extensions, those extra bits of info. They can make a big difference in enticing the right people to click.
Ah, okay. More context, better clicks. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where, for me, it gets really interesting. Quality score. I hear this term thrown around a lot. It feels kind of like Google's secret sauce.
It sort of is. It's this score Google gives you, 1 to 10.
Okay.
And it's based on essentially three things. How relevant your ad is to the search, what Google expects your CTR to be, and crucially, the landing page experience.
Landing page, right. Yep. After the click.
Yes. And its power. It directly impacts how much you pay and where you show up.
Yeah.
Higher quality score can mean lower cost per click, your CPC, and better ad positions.
Okay, so it's not just a vanity metric. It has real teeth.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mega's article points out industry benchmarks suggesting even a 1-point increase can sometimes cut your CPC by like 10%. It's significant.
Wow. Okay, so how do we boost this magical score then? What's the secret?
Well, ensuring your ads and keywords are super relevant is the foundation. But beyond that, Mago really emphasizes the landing page.
Back to the landing page.
Yep. Is it easy to use? Does it load fast, especially on mobile? Does the content deliver on the ad's promise? Google really looks at that.
So technical stuff matters too. Load speed.
Hugely. And of course, improving your actual CTR, like we just talked about, feeds directly into that expected CTR component. It's all connected.
Got it. It's like a virtuous cycle. Or a vicious one if you ignore it.
Exactly.
Okay, let's shift to the money side directly. Cost per click, CPC. What are we looking at here?
CPC is pretty straightforward. It's literally the amount you pay Google each time someone clicks your ad. Total cost divided by total clicks.
Simple math.
Simple math, but crucial for budget control. You need to monitor it to make sure you're not overpaying for clicks, especially clicks that don't lead anywhere.
Right, so how do we get that CPC down? How do we make those clicks more cost effective?
Well, focusing on high-intent keywords is one way, people further down the buying funnel.
Makes sense.
But also really effectively using negative keywords.
Yeah.
Telling Google what not to show your ads for, that cuts out wasted spend on irrelevant clicks.
Ah, the negative keywords. often overlooked, I think.
Very often. And MyGo also mentions refining audience, targeting, maybe using custom intent audiences to reach people actively researching what you offer. That improves relevance and can lower effective CPC.
Okay, interesting. So from clicks and costs, let's talk about the goal, conversions. What's conversion rate telling us?
Conversion rate is, well, it's measuring how many people actually do the thing you want them to do after clicking the ad.
Like buying something or filling out a form.
Exactly. A purchase, a lead gen form, a sign up, whatever your goal is.
Yeah.
The formula is conversions divided by clicks times 100.
And why is this one so critical?
Because it tells you if the whole funnel is working. Your ad got the click, great. But did your landing page and your offer seal the deal? A high conversion rate means yes, things are compelling.
So if the conversion rate is low, the problem might not be the ad itself, but maybe the landing page.
Very likely. Or the offer isn't strong enough, or the user journey is clunky.
So how do we maximize this? How do we get more people to take that final step?
Again, landing page optimization is huge. A/B testing everything, headlines, images, forms, the call to action button.
Button color, even.
Sometimes, yes. Also, page speed is critical here, too. A slow page kills conversions. And make sure it works perfectly on mobile. Non-negotiable these days.
Right. Right. Mobile first.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have conversions. Now let's connect that back to cost. Cost per conversion or CPA.
CPA, sometimes called cost per acquisition. It tells you, on average, how much you spent to get one conversion, one sale, one lead, whatever it is.
Calculate.
Total cost divided by total conversions. Simple again, but powerful.
And the goal is obviously lower.
Always lower, generally speaking. A lower CPA means you're acquiring customers or leads more efficiently. Your advertising is more profitable.
So how do we make that acquisition more efficient? What does MoGo suggest?
Testing ad creative is one part, but also exploring different bidding strategies, like target CPA bidding.
Where you tell Google your goal.
Exactly. You tell Google, I want to acquire leads for, say, $50, and its algorithm tries to optimize your bids to hit that target. Yeah. Using that kind of smart automation can really drive efficiency.
Okay. Leveraging Google's AI there.
Pretty much.
Now, let's talk about the ultimate bottom line metric, the one everyone really wants to know. Return on ad spend, ROAS.
Ah, yes, ROAS. This is the big one for profitability.
So what exactly is it measuring?
It measures how much revenue you generated for every dollar you spent on ads. So revenue from ads divided by ad spend.
Revenue divided by cost. Got it.
Its importance is obvious. It tells you directly if your campaigns are actually making money. Are you getting more back than you're putting in?
The million-dollar question, sometimes literally.
Right. And MyGo's insights on maximizing it go beyond just picking winning ads. It's about using your conversion data smartly.
How so?
Like refining audience segmentation. Maybe focusing more budget on lookalike audiences based on your best customers.
Right.
Or using value-based bidding, where you tell Google to prioritize conversions that typically bring in more revenue.
So not all conversions are created equal in terms of value.
Precisely. Optimizing for higher value conversions boosts ROAS.
Okay, that's super helpful. Let's shift gears slightly. What about just being seen? Impression share?
Right, impression share. This tells you what percentage of the time your ads actually showed up compared to the total times they could have shown up.
Okay, so it's about visibility potential.
Exactly. And a low impression share means you're missing out. Your budget might be too low, or your bids aren't competitive enough, or maybe your quality score is holding you back. You're leaving potential views, clicks, and conversions on the table.
So if my impression share is low, how do I fix that without just, you know, emptying my wallet?
Well, increasing budget is one lever, but it needs to be strategic. Focus it on the campaigns or keywords that actually perform.
Right.
But crucially, improving your quality score again. That helps your ad rank, meaning you can get more impressions, often for less money.
Quality score keeps coming back.
It's fundamental. And refining your targeting ensures your limited budget is spent showing up for the most relevant searches, making the impressions you do get more valuable.
Got it. Now, it's not just about if your ad shows up, but where. Ad position and top of page rate.
Yeah, these tell you exactly where on the search results page your ads tend to appear. Average position, like 1.2 or 2.5, and top of page rate tells you the percentage of time you were right up top.
And higher is generally better, I assume.
Generally, yes. Those top spots get way more eyeballs, more clicks, and usually more conversions. There's a psychological factor, too. People often trust the top results more.
So how do we climb the ladder? How do we get better placement without just massively increasing bids?
Smart bidding strategies are key. Using bid adjustments like bidding more for users on mobile or in a specific city or during certain hours can help you focus your spend where it counts most.
Targeting the bids.
Exactly. And say it with me.
Improve your quality score.
You got it. Google rewards relevant, high-quality ads with better positions, often at a lower cost per click.
Okay, the quality score gospel is clear. Now let's think about after the click. Bounce rate. What's that telling us?
Bounce rate is the percentage of people who land on your page and then just leave. They hit the back button or close the tab without clicking anything else on your site.
Ouch. So high bounce rate is bad news.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
It's a strong signal that there's a disconnect. Either the ad promised something the landing page didn't deliver, or the page itself just provides a poor experience.
Like it's confusing or slow or just wrong.
Exactly. Slow load times, yeah. Bad design, irrelevant content, all classic bounce rate killers.
So how do we get people to stick around? How do we reduce bounce?
It really comes down to meeting expectations. Mago stresses this. Make sure your landing page content is super relevant to the ad they clicked.
Match the message.
Precisely. And fix those technical issues. Improve page load speed seriously. Every second counts. Make navigation intuitive. Have clear calls to action. Give them a reason to stay and engage.
Right. Make it easy and valuable for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last couple of metrics, and these feel really important for the bigger picture. Conversion value and customer lifetime value, CLV.
Absolutely. These take you beyond just that initial transaction.
How so?
Well, conversion value lets you assign different monetary values to different types of conversions. Maybe a demo request is worth more to you than a newsletter signup.
Okay, tracking value.
And customer lifetime value, or CLV, tries to measure the total profit you expect to make from a customer over the entire course of your relationship. It's the long game.
That feels crucial for sustainable growth.
It absolutely is. Focusing only on the first sale can be short-sighted. Tracking long-term value helps you make smarter decisions about acquisition costs and retention efforts. It connects directly back to that bigger picture, not just one click, but the whole customer journey and relationship.
So how do ads help foster that long-term value? What strategies work?
Mago points heavily towards smart remarketing, not just blasting ads at everyone who visited once.
Right, the creepy ads that follow you everywhere.
Yeah, avoid that. Instead, segment your remarketing lists.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe target past purchasers with loyalty offers or nurture leads who showed high intent but didn't convert initially.
More targeted re-engagement.
Exactly. And connect your ad strategy to your overall customer retention efforts. Remember, keeping a customer is usually cheaper than acquiring a new one. Ads can play a big role in keeping those valuable customers engaged and coming back.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about the full life cycle.
Precisely.
So bringing this all together, what we've really learned today is that Google Ads success isn't about getting lost in a sea of metrics.
Definitely not.
It's about identifying the right metrics for your specific goals, understanding what they truly mean, and then knowing how to strategically pull the levers to improve them.
You nailed it. Clark Mago's article really drives that home.
Yeah.
Focus on the metrics that impact ROI, like conversion rate, CPA, ROAS.
The money metrics.
The money metrics. But also, adopt that mindset of continuous testing and optimization. Always be refining your ads, your keywords, your audiences, your landing pages.
Never stop testing.
Never stop testing. And, you know, he also makes a good point that sometimes, especially as things get complex or you're scaling up, partnering with a digital marketing expert, someone with deep experience in paid ads, that can be a real game changer for efficiency.
Right. Leveraging expertise when needed. Well, this has been incredibly insightful. I feel like we've laid out a really powerful roadmap here for anyone looking to optimize their Google Ads, moving beyond just spending money to actually driving quality leads and sustainable growth.
Hope so.
Mastering these metrics, understanding the why behind them, that really is the shortcut to being well-informed and hitting those aha moments that can transform your whole strategy.
Absolutely. And maybe this leaves you, the listener, with a question to ponder.
Ooh, I like a final thought.
As you dive into your own Google Ads data, think about this. How might looking beyond just the raw numbers and truly trying to understand the journey your customers are taking from the search query to the ad click to the landing page experience and beyond, how might that unlock even deeper, more powerful insights for your business?
That's a fantastic question to end on. Food for thought, indeed. Thank you so much for sharing all that expertise today.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you can take these insights and apply them. Keep learning, keep optimizing, and join us next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.